Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. Let me tell you a little bit about me to begin with. Of course, I'm Linus. I have 40 years plus experience as a psychic. I also do readings with the Aquarian Tarot Deck, Chinese, only one that I know that do Chinese readings, Soul Cards, and I also do Egyptian cards. I read who your angels are, if you so request it, and I also can connect you with the loved ones that have taken wings or passed over. And I also do past life readings. Now, for the latter that I just talked about, you'll need to have an appointment with me to go deep like that, okay? Now, Miss Nina, she's our Reiki master on duty, yay, teacher, and she's also a psychic plus 50 other things. One question per caller, please. You want to be fair to everyone. That number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If you desire a more in-depth one-on-one reading, my website is www.theessenceofsuccessallonline.com. The readings are scheduled Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, 7 p.m., I live on the West Coast, which would be 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So, see, you got 10, 9, 8, 7 to still call in. It's okay. My Facebook page is the Essence of Success Network. Now, also, I want to tell you, Miss Nina, and I apologize that I don't have her website up there, but I'll have her give you that address as well. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Please be kind and respectful, not only to Miss Nina, but other people that are in the chat room asking questions. Now, for this month of September, I already said earlier, September is going to be a pip of a month. It's also the ninth cycle month. So here are some dates I want you to write down to remember. The new moon just was yesterday on the 12th. The full moon is September 27th. We will be in Mercury retrograde from September 17th to October 9th. That's Mercury retrograde from 9:17 to 10:09:15. Now, also, we've got two eclipses this month, and so I'm sorry I don't have more information on the eclipses. But I will tell you this. Okay, good. Well, the solar eclipse is today.
It's tonight and or today. And the other one is on the 27th, which is our full moon. Now, that is going to create a little bit of havoc. So please be aware of that. Keep yourself as calm and cool and in control as you possibly can, while others around you may act a little differently. You're going to have to forgive them at this time because it's going to be hard on them. So just a heads up, that's coming up, so please be aware. And also, my birthday's coming up in 8 days, so you can all wish me happy birthday next Sunday.
Next Sunday or this Sunday?
No, my birthday's actually the 21st, but everybody can wish me happy birthday next week.
Okay, and if you want to do it today, you can too. So we got to remember that next Sunday, huh? Happy birthday for Miss Nina, yay! And we're not stopping you if you want to wish her today. That's very nice. So, like she said, don't forget the solar eclipse is today, tonight. And then also, as Nina said, the lunar eclipse. So now not only was Nina telling you about the eclipses to be, you know, a little careful and know what you're doing. Also, we're in Mercury retrograde. So, you know, for 3 weeks, things can be havoc there too. So, yeah, September is a pip of a month. So you're going to have to, as I would say, lie low, speak once, think twice before you say anything, because it might be the wrong way that it came out and didn't mean to be, but, you know, words are like knives. They can cut you real bad, and it's hard to take back once it comes out that mouth. So remember that. Nina, would you also give them your website if anybody has questions? Yes, please.
I actually have a website, but you can get a hold of me at Passage to Empowerment on Facebook or nina.essence2s@gmail.com.
Okay, you want to repeat that one more time for people that didn't get it?
Okay, it's Nina, nina.2s@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Or Passage to Empowerment on Facebook, or through Lennis. Lennis can always get a hold of me, too.
Oh, yes, for sure. And I will forward your message on to her, so no problems. Yep. We just clicked so good, huh?
Oh, we do.
Okay, well. Oh, and by the way, I do have a report. I had asked everybody to pray for my sister, and I am just so excited. She's walking now. Back, she couldn't walk. Well, to be honest with you, she was touch and go, but now she's doing great. She tickled me so because she walked down to the nurse's station with her little walker and got her a cup of hot chocolate, and then she went back and got her a little thing of Jell-O. So I am just so tickled. And she's doing, they've got her doing therapy 1 hour and 15 minutes every day except for the weekend. So she's just doing good. She went up and down the stairs the other day. I told her, watch yourself now. But she's looking good, and I'm just ecstatically happy. And again, I want to thank you all for your prayers and concerns and good thoughts. Also, while I'm talking about prayers, before I begin, I want you to pray for Miss Nina, that everything goes well in her life. She's dealing with things just like I'm sure we all are, but just prayer for good thoughts, good feelings, good positive. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to do the Lord's a little bit different today. I'm doing the 23rd song, and then Nina forwarded to me a cleansing prayer, which I'm going to share with everybody in the audience. And then also I'll do a short prayer for all the listeners. Okay, so let's begin. Unless, Nina, did you have any more announcements, any birthdays or anything besides yours coming up?
No, I don't have any birthdays this week.
Okay, and let me say happy birthday to all the Virgos out there, and I know Libra's coming up too, but to you Virgos, happy birthday to you. Okay, let's do the 23rd song now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, here's a cleansing prayer. All right, touch your screen, touch your phone. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. I'm sorry?
That is a beautiful prayer.
Yes, it is. Very, 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 very. For all of us, not only the folks in the chat room and on the phone, but the people in the listening audience too, I hope that you were also touched. I am that I am. Power, force, and love are our shepherds, and we shall not want. We receive this week miracles, blessings, angels, and we thank you, collective conscience. Make it so, angels and miracles, here and now. I am that I am. Thank you, God, for helping us to understand that any problems that we are facing in our lives at this time has already been solved for us. I am that I am. Amen. All right. That was a good feeling. I feel good all over. All right, let's begin with our calls. And our first call up is area code and 617. Here we go. 617, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Thank you for your patience. And who is this?
This is Gwen. How are you?
Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Gwen.
Doing great.
Good, good. How are you, Nina?
I'm doing wonderful, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's glad to hear your voices. My question is in regards to I'm feeling a lot of changes upon me and through me and around me, and I'm getting out more. I'm meeting people more.
Good.
And I'm starting to feel really good. And one thing is starting to happen is that I'm becoming very, I would really like a lover.
Okay. So you want to know if we see Gwen for romance? No, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll be sure and tell Brenda that you call. You know, Brenda loves
yes,
your
please.
Voice.
Please.
I sure will. Okay, let's see. Romance. Let's see what's coming up for you. Gwen, I keep getting happenstance. Are you ready? I know you said it's a lot of things going around you, but are you ready for this? Or are you just looking for, like, companionship?
I think more on companionship.
Okay.
You know, again, there's
see.
A lot of, yes, because I do want that. I just feel that for anything really heavy and deep, I'm not ready for. I physically want to be in a different space.
Okay. Now,
and
I
more
see
comfortable.
A companion. I see
okay.
a companion coming towards you. He's a tall, dark man, and he loves the movies. I'm telling you, if you start dating him, you'd be like, what? We're going to another movie? Can we go to dinner? Go to a lounge, you know. I mean, you know, everybody's got their little niche in life, and his is he
right.
just enjoys going to see different movies. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
No.
I'm not picking up anything bad on him, so, I mean, that might work on your nerves as far as, you know, you want to do some other things. But this will be something for you to know who this man is, that, you know, if he invites you on a date and he says, well, do you like to go to the movies? Bingo! Lennis told me about
right.
you.
right.
Yeah, but I'm picking up that he's a nice gentleman. You're at, when you meet him, you're at an event.
Oh, interesting.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You're at an event somewhere where there's a lot of people. I want to say like a lounge, but it's not like a nightclub setting. I'll tell you what
right.
I'm seeing is like you went to a show, and I'll put it like this, like a jazz show. In fact, I'm seeing you
Ooh.
Are going. I see the entertainer. Oh, God. Rochelle Ferrin. You're going to see, somebody's going to get a ticket for you to go. It'll be you and a girlfriend, and you're going to go to see Rochelle Ferrin. That's what I said, because I don't see dancing all like that. You're just sitting back listening to the music. That's where you're going to meet that man.
Oh, my God.
That it's after, I see the waitress coming to your table, bringing a drink. Look like some hors d'oeuvres. And when she turns around, you just kind of happen to look, there he is. There's that guy. And he's sitting with another guy or by himself. I think he's sitting by himself when you see him, but as the program starts, it's another guy that comes in, his buddy, and they're sitting there watching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway, when you look, when the waitress turns around and you look and you see him, you know, give him a wink, honey. You know, like... You know, let him know that I see you and there's a possibility I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
like
and
it.
He'll take it from there. If you show the interest,
like
he'll take it from there and, like, you know, can, you know, y'all want to join tables? Can we all sit together or whatever, blah, blah, blah? You know, that'll
nice.
Be between you and your girlfriend. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's how you're going to meet him. And
that's
it can
nice.
Grow from more. I see this guy. It can grow from more than just as companions. And lovers, it's like, you know, if you wanted a long-term relationship and serious, this guy is good to go.
Okay.
He is. He's got a lot going for him, but he's a good man. So just
good.
Think about that. Man, I saw they showed me the whole video, so I've seen it. I know where you're going and what's going to happen. Yep.
Okay. Okay,
oh,
sounds good.
It's a good thing. So when your girlfriend says, like, do you want to go to the show and see something? It'll be Rochelle Ferrin. So, you know,
Rochelle
say, Ferrin. Yes,
okay.
Let's go.
Okay. That sounds good. Because I was invited to go to Las Vegas in April.
Oh, no. This is... Go ahead, Nina.
That's too far away. This is going to happen soon.
Yeah, that's
really?
What I was going to say. Real soon. Yeah.
Well,
in
I am
fact,
going...
I
actually,
would say, as soon as you come out of Mercury Retrograde, and that's the 9th of October, right after that is when you're going to meet that guy. Right after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds okay. Okay.
Yeah. So
oh, that
right.
sounds
he's,
good.
He's around the corner. He's not far. But like I said, September is such a pip of a month that, you know, you'll see him and whatever, but, you know, y'all may not actually do anything, like I said, until, you know, after October 9th. But I believe that's when you're going to see him is after that. That's when Rochelle's coming to town.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, this is good. This is very good. Ladies, thank you so much. It's so good to talk to you, Linus. It really is.
Oh, you too.
It really
and
is.
I,
and you
I
too,
apologize.
Nina.
Thank you, Gwen.
Please. I listen to you whenever you're on Blog Talk on Sundays.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. I never miss. I try not to miss a show. If I can't get on the phone, I'm online. So you trust me, we're connected.
Oh, thank you, Gwen.
We really are. We truly are. We
yes,
truly
ma'am.
Are. But ladies,
you are a blessing. Thank you so much for calling and lifting
thank
us
you.
Both.
Thank you as well. I like I say every Sunday when you're on the show. I got to listen to you somehow because you guys really, you bring light into my life. You really do. And Brenda as well.
Thank you.
You've saved my life. So God bless you.
And
God bless you.
God bless you too.
All right. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen, and God bless you as well. Have
all
a
righty.
Good week. And
you
know
as well.
The man, girl.
You will be the first to know.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Many blessings. Bye bye.
Okay, I'm going to wipe my eyes now. Thank you, Gwen. That was very touching.
Yes, it was very. Touched my heart too. Okay, next call up is area code 925. 925, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha from California.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. How can me and Miss Nina help you today?
Any messages from family members or deceased friends in regards to my health?
The only thing I'm going to tell you about when I do that, it's better that you call me and do a reading because it takes a minute for me to cross over. But I will ask right now, I know Nina is too, so I'm going to ask your angels to surround you.
Okay.
One thing you need to stop stressing, they're telling me right now, because I got a headache on the left side of my head, and they're telling me that you need to stop stressing. It's giving you headaches. Let's see. Tasha, you got to say no. Oh, my God. That headache is going around to the front of my forehead. You got to say no. Stop letting people take your kindness for weakness. I see that you're a good person, but you're letting them, you know, it's almost like if you're in an argument with somebody, and as soon as they walk away, you're like, damn, I should have said that. I should have said that. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is where you are. Don't get in an argument. If they're saying something just like, okay, that's how you feel, that's what helps you to sleep at night, okay, fine. If you can live with it, I can live with it. And turn around and walk away. Don't soak that energy into your heart, into your spirituality and being, because they're taking your kindness for weakness. Okay, and it's having an effect on your body, which you stressing, causing you to have bad headaches. So, you know, when you have headache, it affects the rest of your body sometimes. So the first thing I would say is, number one, learn to say no. You know, it's like when you're out in the club and you, you know, guys will be talking to you. Well, a guy knows every woman ain't going to say no. Somebody in that club going to say yes to him, right? So even though you're saying no, somebody else is going to tell that person yes. So I'm telling you, don't worry about it. I mean, I know you like to help people, and you got a generous heart. I can feel that, and it's beautiful. I'm not telling you not to be that way. I'm just telling you, don't let people use you. Don't let people where it affects your body, you know. Just tell them, you know what, that's just how you feel. That's not me. And if they push you for, well, how do you feel, Tasha? What do you think about this and that? I have nothing to say. I said what I had to say. I'm done. Yeah. Make yourself number one. Self-preservation is number one. So you are a queen and be a queen. You sitting on top of the mountain looking down, then do that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely, what Lena said, I was exactly going to say exactly the same thing. You need to put yourself first and foremost. You need to be number one. Look after you. Don't worry about anybody else. And please try not to stress so much, because stress does awful, awful things to our bodies. I'm sending you as we speak. So please accept it.
Is this regards to the people that, the two men that surrounding me right now?
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yep, it's close enough to give you a headache. Gave me one. I mean, it's gone now.
Because I don't even have no headache.
Okay. Well, Tasha, that was the reading. So we hope that it helps you. And just remember, self-preservation is number one. Make Tanya be happy spiritually, mentally, and physically. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, next caller is area code. I said the wrong thing. Sorry about that. Area code 484. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? 484, you're on the line. Hello. Okay, I guess they just want to listen to the show. Okay, next call, area code 408. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. My name is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome. How can we help you?
Well, right now I'm in the process of writing an album with my neighbor, and it's really magical, but I feel myself coming up against my own fears, and, you know, I just would love some guidance as to how to approach this project and any kind of guidance that my angels really want me to hear right now with my singing and what I'm creating in my life.
They love it that you're creating. That's what we're supposed to do every day, create something new. So you're working on music, and that's a creation that you're continuing on, but it's good. Miss Nina, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up that you need to drop your fears, because that's what's standing in your way right now. So let go of your fears. You're good, and you know you're good. So let that shine through you. Let it shine.
Thank you.
You are going to do marvelous, but you have to drop the fear. I know it's hard. I'm almost 62 years old, and there are still days where I fear things. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You can push past the fear. You find that everything was cool. Like, why was I afraid to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you do that, you will find that you are on the right path, because I'm picking that up. You're on the right path. Just keep going.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I know it's only one question, but since it was so short, I wonder if you could just give me a teeny hint of love, any kind of love coming my way. Otherwise, it's fine. I think you could go to the next caller.
Okay.
I got goosebumps.
Go ahead, Nina.
I got goosebumps. The love isn't very far away, my dear. Woohoo!
Oh, that's good, because it's been a while.
Again, let go of the fear.
Right.
Yeah, let go of the fear, and you're a new one, and he's going to be a very good lover. So I'm going to just tell you up front, don't get swayed by the climax, okay?
Okay. I'll try not
to. In other words, don't get de-whipped. You know what I mean? He's going to be a good lover.
No.
He's going to sexually satisfy you. I just don't want you to get hung up on the sex. Look at the person, because he is a
right.
good person. Okay.
Have I met this person already, or are they just, they're brand new?
I'm not going there, Miss Nina, because I need to go to other calls.
Oh, okay. I'm
sorry. Be fair.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, but that's okay.
Thank you, Ashley.
We wish you the very best, and I look for you on the Music Awards. I'll be looking for you.
Hey, all right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Wish you the very best. Okay, next caller. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay, next call is area code 718. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. How are you?
Hi.
Okay, my question is similar to other callers about love. Do you see me meeting anyone for a relationship?
Okay,
we have
who is
name?
This?
Oh, Charlene. I'm sorry.
No problem, honey.
Okay. You know what? You got to get over the last one before you can go to the first one, because you're still hurting from your last relationship. So you want to let that go. It served its purpose, and you served your purpose. Now it's time to move on. And the next relationship, don't look at that guy from what the previous guy did. He's brand new. You don't know him. He don't know you. So you're starting from ground zero. Okay. And every man is different. Yes, some men have similar characteristics, but every man is a different person from the last one you were with. So my thing to you is to clear the clarity from the old relationship. That doesn't mean you have to go back and talk to that person. I'm just saying in your mind, I'm done. There's nothing else I can do there. There's no sense in me still holding on to that love. Let me move on to something new in my life, a new blessing. Miss Nina, what were you picking up?
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up, too. You have to let go of the past first.
Yeah, because she's still hurting. My stomach is cramping me, so that tells me that she's still hurting from her past past relationship. And I don't mean to act like you're not here, Charlene. As a third person.
Yeah.
But I could feel my stomach is cramping, which means you're hurting. You're still hurting. You haven't got over that. You know, it's like you got to get rid of the old to bring the new in. So that's why I said just give yourself clarity, you know, that I'm done. You know, I'm over this hurt and I can move on. Okay?
Okay, I know it's hard to pinpoint, but will you feel? Do you feel that this year or next year?
Depends how fast you are in letting go.
Yep.
You are the only one stopping anything from happening. You make the changes, and it will happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like if you are a very lovable person, and I don't know whether it's going to be Mr. Right or you're going to have several guys around for a while, but you need to let go and make those changes first. The faster you can make those changes and let go, the faster this is going to happen because your new life will start.
Amen.
Okay, all right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just, you know, pray. Prayer is always a good answer. So just pray. Let it go. Let the universe and God handle it for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
You're
Charlene.
Welcome, Charlene.
Okay, bye.
Okay, next caller, area code 631. You're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne, and I just wanted to see, when do you see my son moving back in with me? He lives with his dad right now.
Oh, okay. Shortly.
Really?
Almost like he's there already, but I'm picking up shortly. If you're saying when he's going to move back in, but I see shortly. Him and his dad are going to have a big blowout.
He used me, then his dad fought me, and I ran out of money. So he's been there for 5 years. He's 14, but he likes it there. But I don't think he just likes the school where he lives. Not, you know, but we're an hour away.
Okay, well, he's going to come see you, like I
said.
Well,
no, I know he sees me, but I mean, I wanted him to come back and live with me. He lives with his dad.
I don't see him living with you, but I do see him talking to you about the problems that him and his dad face between each other. Like he probably would spend a night because he's so upset with this big blowout they're going to have.
When's that?
That's going to be shortly this month. But
you don't
moving
ever
back
live with me,
you,
though? Just get fed up and live with me?
I don't see that.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. But I see him talking to you about the problems he's facing or he feels.
But if he gets mad enough, well, don't you think he'll just come visit me? I mean, live with me?
He's 14. Thing can happen with a teenager. I don't see him moving out anytime soon.
Well, how about in the future? Like a year from now?
I'm seeing 16. That's what keeps popping up in my head is 16. That's what my guides are telling me, 16.
All right. So, all right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Susan, and we wish you the very best. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code 478. You're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great.
Great. I am dating this guy named Ricky. Can you give me some insight?
Okay. His name is Ricky, right?
Yes.
Okay. Why is there a long-handled spoon? I'm holding it in my hand, looking at him.
All from me?
Yes. Because I'm you right now, and I'm standing with a long-handled spoon, and I'm pointing it at Ricky.
Maybe I'm not letting him get close. I don't know. I don't know.
I see that he's forthcoming. He's kind of bearing. That's not the word I want to say. Controlling.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
controlling. Okay. Yeah, he likes you. He likes to have things his way. So I guess that's part of the controlling. He likes to have things his way. But he just has to learn, you know, it's give and take. And sometimes you have to compromise because this is the life we live. So he's kind of like, in his mind, it's my way or the highway. But that's not really the correct way. Like, he just needs to look at both sides of the issue. You know, whatever that it is, love, cars, going shopping. But look at both sides. Don't say, like, oh, we're shopping. I don't like that dress for you. You should get this $80 dress. But the $50 dress may do you fine. You might be happy with that particular design. But, you know, he wants you to get something. That's being controlling. I know what I want. You're trying to make me pay for something I don't want. So that's why I see him, like, in your relationship. You know, you have good suggestions on what you two would like to do or go or what have you. But it ends up more or less as what he wants to do, not necessarily what Patricia wants to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a bad thing, but then it is in a way, because you want to declare your independence and say, you know, there are two people here, not one. So I have something to say, too. I'm not picking up that he's a bad person. It's just that he's controlling. But maybe it's because of the life that he led, that he had to be in control of his environment.
Yeah,
and
he
so
was raised in foster care.
I'm sorry?
He was raised in foster care.
Okay, that explains. Okay. And then I understood why, because I had the feeling like he needed to control his environment. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, Patricia, I would continue with the relationship if we can communicate to get an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put it like that. I'm not saying don't be with him, but if you want to continue with him, you two have got to have a communication, and you got to have some boundaries. You know, if you're not ready to, like, put the ring on my finger, then let him know that. You know, we're just doing a day by day, and when it reaches that level, we'll both know.
Okay.
What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up he's a good guy. But because of his past, he's a little bit fearful, which is why he's controlling. That kind of goes with it. Sit down and be open and honest with him. I think that conversations and talking is always the best way to find out more about a person and to find out what direction you both want to go in, not just you, but both of you. Give him a chance. You know, he's maybe not willing to open up as much as you would like him to.
Yes, he doesn't.
Yeah, give him a chance and, you know, just be open yourself. And I'm sure he will follow your lead in time. Like, if it is worth it for you to put in the time, because I feel that he is a good guy too, put in the time, and I think you're going to be very happy with where your relationship goes.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies, and happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet, Patricia. All right. Well, enjoy your relationship, girlfriend. Remember, communication.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful week. All righty. Area code 937. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Hello, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
I would like to know what you see for love coming up.
You're just so perky. I love it.
Thank you.
I do. I love it. I can feel it. You make me feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. There are all I'm seeing is big red hearts all around you.
Yeah. Sookie, sookie now. Okay, let's see, Sandy. Oh, man. God, three. Whoa, three jumped up right in front of my face. Can you share one? Anyway, but three guys just jumped up in my face. Let me see.
Wow.
Okay, the last one, he's a young one. He looked like he's 40, 41. The guy in the center is tall, and he's early 50s. The first one, he's 5'11". Wait a minute. Where is he? Oh, okay. Him is not so much a relationship as a companionship. He's hella funny. Oh, my God, he's funny. He's almost like a comedian. He is a comedian.
Wow.
Well, who is this guy? Okay, the angels are telling me he's well known. He's and there's something about you that captures him when he sees you. Evidently, you're at one of his performances, and you're sitting up front, like in the first or second row. But it was something about you when he looked at you that captured him. Maybe you're both spirits from a past life. I don't know. But you know how you just look at you just keep staring. He's looking at you, but he keeps staring. You two have a conversation after the show. He makes his way, or somebody comes to let you know that he wants to speak with you.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. They're not showing me who the comedian is, per se. I know he's a white guy. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. But it's just something about you. Maybe it's a past life connection or whatever, but he sees you, and it's like, that's it. That's it. You're the one. So I'm just telling you, if you go to a comedy show here within September or I'd say the first 2 weeks of October, you will meet him. But I'm going to tell you also, when you go to this show, the tall guy is going to be with you. I'm telling you, it's just, love is just all around you, like Nina says. The tall guy is going to take you to the show. So even though he wants to speak to you, you know what I mean? Yeah, just go ahead, you know, and say, well, hey, I enjoyed your show. This is so-and-so, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can ask him where he's appearing or whatever, blah, 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 to get the phone number, you know, and go on with your date. But, yeah, you're going to hear from him. After you meet him that night and give him your phone number, he's going to be calling you a lot. I tell you, I think it's a past life connection between you two. And you're back together again in this realm. And so something connected. When he looked at you, those spirits connected. Now, the tall man you're going to be around, you're going to be dating him for a while. He feels comfortable to you. You know, like an old shoe. All three of these men have a foundation. They got their own places, own cars, good jobs. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, having to pick somebody up or blah, blah, blah. No, they're all good.
Wow.
Now, the young one that I see that's like 40, 41, he likes older women. He likes women that are older than him. In fact, he won't date a woman around his age. I don't know, about the communications. But he enjoys being around older women that are anywhere from 5 to 10 years older than him. It's for him like a teaching method. So it's not only the companionship or sex for him. He just feels good when he's around older women. Good experience. So, yeah. So anyway, three guys, I tell you, girlfriend, this month you're going to meet that tall guy. But I'm telling you, in October, things are going to be popping. You're just going to be like, boop, 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 boop. Every time you turn around, there's another guy trying to, get to know you. It wants to speak to you and talk to you. Yeah. But it's your spirit.
Oh.
Your spirit is
okay.
I'm open. So, God, bring it on.
Yes.
That's what your spirit is saying. Bring it on, God. I'm here. Where is he?
All right.
The love is out there. God feels it. Like, okay, let's get these guys going to Sandy. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's a good thing. It's good when you're open to receive.
Yes.
Because then just everything starts coming to you. Just like Nina was telling the other caller, get over the fear. Once you get over and open up, oh, my God, the universe just starts blessing you. And that's what's happening for you, Sandy. Whatever you did, you open up and let it go. Hey, the universe has said, which one you want?
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, so you're doing good. You're on a good path. Let me see if Miss Nina want to add anything to that. Miss Nina?
No, I don't want to. Like I said, I'm still seeing those red hearts all the way around you, so good luck and have fun.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate that.
Right.
Have a fantastic day.
You too.
You too, Sandy. And look, give me and Nina a call back when it transpires, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Have a wonderful week. Thank you for calling. Okay, next call. You're on the phone with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a question in regards to my wellness. I'm having a hard time letting go of the past, like just moving on.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Miss Nina because she's the best one for that. Miss Nina, she's good at this.
Can I have your question again?
Okay. Right now I'm having a hard time of letting go. You know, just letting go and just being, just living in the present moment. Each time I let go, it's just like I can have, for instance, like I'll think of something from the past and it will pull me back into the, you know, things that happened to me in the past, which I learned to let go, but they kind of come and they kind of go. So how do I just let it go and keep on moving on?
Well, okay, so let it go. Like what I would do, everything you want to let go of, write it down.
Okay, that's what I did today, okay. Write it down.
Write it down on a piece of paper. Each issue on a you know, rip off the page and make it a separate entity with each one of them. Fold it up. Put it in something that burn.
Something like what you said?
Put it in something that you can burn in.
Okay.
A glass or ceramic, whatever, something that isn't going to crack on you. And
okay.
So time I want you, you know, to let go of it, to tell yourself you're letting it go. You're letting go of it and giving it to God and the universe. And then light all of those things on fire.
Okay, so let it go and give it to God and the universe.
Give it to God and the universe and let them handle those problems.
Okay.
While you're doing that and you're burning that, you know, pray the whole time. Let it go. Candles lit.
Okay.
And just make it kind of a personal ceremony for yourself.
Okay.
And then, you know, that should definitely. And then surround yourself in that white light of peace and love, and that will help too.
White light of peace and love.
You know, just surround yourself in that light. And pray.
Okay. That's what I mean. I've been thinking, I'm like, how do I just stay? Okay, so basically what you're saying, just write every down on a piece of paper, each issue, write each issue down on a piece of paper, fold it up, and then you said burn it.
Yeah, then just burn it. Let it go to ashes, and then release it to God.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm going to do that tonight.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Very good, Lisa.
Call us back and let me know how you're doing.
Okay, I most certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, and have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Area code 312, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. Hi. How you doing? You guys have been having some hot weather back there.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's kind of cooled off. It's not as hot as it once was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what should me and Miss Nina help you with, Karen?
I was wondering if you see a new job for me. I've been looking. I'm working now, but I'm looking for something else. I'm not really happy where I'm at.
Okay. And what are you doing? Is it medical, administrative?
Administrator.
Okay, yeah. Good enough. Concentrate. Karen, why am I picking up flying?
Ooh.
Have you thought about being a flight attendant? Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Pull up. Okay. Because they're showing me airline companies right now. Oh, administrative. Hey, if you got on with an airline company, you'd have flight benefits too. Okay. They're showing me now. There is a job opening on getting United Airlines, and it's in the administrative department. So, yes.
Okay.
The good thing about that is if you get on, you will also have flight benefits, you know, so
okay.
That's a good thing. Yeah. But that's what I'm picking up right now. Right in front of me, it says United Airlines administrative. So I'm going to tell you to apply at the airlines, but don't just apply to United. I see United right now, but apply to as many of them as possible. Cause you never know. It could be somebody else that's also hiring, but they haven't announced it. And so
okay.
You'll be ahead of the game already putting the application in. But, yeah, the money is good. It's not the best, but it's good. But what makes up for it is you'll be able to fly and go wherever you want to go.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's how they balance it out. Like, they may pay you $20 an hour, but you work 25 an hour, but that other five will be made up in your flight benefits.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing. I'm picking up in the airlines is your next job. And I got United
okay.
Airlines administrative. So, Nina,
okay.
did you get?
The only thing I'm picking up is make sure you have a good contract. With the economy the way it is right now, the lowest person on the totem pole is usually the first one to go when times get rough. So make sure if you do take another job somewhere else, you have a really good contract.
Okay. Can you see a time frame? You see a time frame, couple weeks, couple months for this?
Apply this month, but you won't hear back from United until next month. I can
yeah,
tell you, you apply this month, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up, too, is October you'll hear. But
mm-hmm.
please be careful. Make sure it's something that you know you're going to be able to stay with.
Okay.
Because I'm just getting an uneasy feeling about you taking a new job and a new position in a new company because of the fact of the economy being the way it is. So take that
okay.
into consideration. Make sure that your contract is a good one.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds fair. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week there, young lady. Okay, area code 914. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa.
How you doing?
Yeah, I got off of work just now, so you're going to hear a little traffic.
Okay, that's all right.
So, ladies. Great. I have to say, I was at work this weekend. My ex-boyfriend had called, and he asked me, will I marry him? And that's not the first time. The first time was the answer machine. The second time was at work on the phone. Because he said that his, like a wannabe rapper type of thing. He says that, you know, things are going to get a little bit better in a couple of months. And it's kind of like he's trying to mush me in, and I'm the one who broke up with him 2 years ago. So, ladies, what are you feeling about this?
Give me his first name.
Bill.
Okay, that's all. He's trying to get back in your life again? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Should you go for it?
Okay. No, I just feel like why me? Why and ask me to marry him on a phone? Not
okay.
in person, on the phone.
Okay, but what I'm picking up is the reasons why you broke up with him have not changed. They're
mm-hmm.
still there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no regrets about breaking up with him 2 years later.
No, none.
Then I would say goodbye. Nice knowing you, Bill. We can be friends, but that's it.
That's it, yeah. I definitely wanted to keep it like that, but I was kind of like a little shocked because I was like, you know, some people try to play, try to push things like that to make people come back, you know?
Yep. No. The reason why you broke up have not changed. They're still there. So, yeah, move on with your life, my dear.
Okay.
Yeah, Millicent. Like Maya Angelou say, when people show you who they are, believe them. Him, believe him. Yes, ma'am.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Don't let that go. Look for some fresh meat, girl. You're a queen. Don't be trying to lower yourself. You're better than that.
Oh, no. I'm way, way better than them. You know, I know I'm worthy, and I know there's someone out there, but it's just, you know, sometimes when you give yourself that space, you never know who's going to cling on to you. And
well, that kind of cling on you don't need.
I don't need that cling on. I think I'll do what you told that other caller to do. You know, write down the problems, and maybe I'll do that with that. So I'll write down his name, write down the problems, and I just burn it and leave it to God.
Yep. Move on.
I'll do that.
That sounds like a really great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, Millicent, you're doing great. Stick
to
that.
Thank you so much, Liz.
Affirmations, number one. You're most welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful, wonderful week, Millicent. Okay, area code 901. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hello, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. This is Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if you see any new developments in my father's business.
Wow, why am I going up steps? It's a townhome. It's all the way to the end, so it's the last one on the end. But I'm going up these steps, so hold on. It's your house. Whoever opened the door and you're standing there is saying, it's your house. It's your house.
Oh,
okay. You... lay low this month.
Okay.
After October 9th, then act upon it. I see that there's some people around trying to cause friction, but if you just leave it alone, what's done is done. You're going to get this house, but there's people around you that's trying to cause friction. Let them go on their way. After we come out of Mercury retrograde October 9th, then go for it.
Okay.
Then go for it. So if you hear anything between now and October 9th, just something to give you some time that you know, need to think about things or get it together, because I don't want you signing any paperwork during Mercury retrograde, and that's from the 17th to October 9th. That's what I'm saying. You might hear something, if not this week, by next week, you know, and it's fine. You don't have to worry. It's yours. But to sign the paperwork and stuff, because I want everything to work out on your behalf, I'd wait till after October 9th. Miss Nina, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up the same thing, Lennis.
Yeah.
Annabelle.
Oh, it's coming to her, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for taking my call. Wonderful show.
Oh,
thank
you're most welcome. You are most welcome. Thank you for calling. You know, it's always good to hear from you, sister.
You too, sister. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina. Here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay, next call, area code 515. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome.
I envision myself moving sometime next year. Do you see me moving in with someone, or will I be by myself?
Can we may have your first name, please?
Jen.
Jen.
Sure for Jennifer. Okay. All right, Jen wants to know, is she going to be you want to know if you're going to be moving next year? Is that the purpose?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I will be at some point. Just wanted to know if I'd be moving by myself or with someone or in with someone.
You have the opportunity December 31st to move in with somebody. Otherwise, you're right, next year, and it'll be the beginning of the year before spring. So you'll be moving January, February, or March, one of those 3 months. But for right now, December 31st, I see a guy, and I see there's a possibility you two could live together. So you got options there.
Okay.
And that's December 31st, so, yeah.
That's pretty quick for not being in a relationship.
Yeah, but you're going to be seeing this guy in December. And I think that's why he asked you if you'd like to move in with him. You'll be seeing, yeah.
Is this someone
that you know? No.
Yes.
No, this is an entirely new person. He's about 5'11" and medium built, a little thick. And I don't mean thick as in being fat now, but I mean, you know how some people are built and they're just thick, they're not fat? That's how he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him coming until December, so it looks like you're dating the whole month of December primarily. And at the end of the month, he asks you, do you want to move in? Now, if you don't do that and wait for your own solo movement and living, then that'll transpire in the spring of 2016.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I needed to know.
Okay. Well, Miss Nina, did you have anything? No?
No, I'm not picking up anything different at all. The same as what Lena said. And, of course, you have the choice.
Right. Right. So remember that when you're dating that guy in December and he asks you to move in, you know, think about that. Do you want to do that or do you want to live by your own? Live by yourself. Because, you know, it doesn't mean that you won't see the guy. You'll still see him. That's not going to stop nothing. It's just if you want your independence or be with him and be independent / dependent.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jim, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, next call, area code 843. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we can. And your name?
My name is Pooja.
Pooja?
Mm-hmm. Pooja.
P-U-C-H-A?
P-U-J-A.
Oh, Pooja. Okay, that's pretty.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead, ma'am.
I really just have, I'm going through a not even transition. I feel like I'm already there, but I started a job that I don't feel comfortable with at all. And I feel like something else is coming in or something's holding me in place for something. I just would love a message.
Well, I know the job you're in now. No, I know you don't like it. Some of those people are jealous of you, but that's too bad. You're a beautiful woman. So it's nothing, you know, don't worry about that. And I do see a couple of men at your job that got some issues, but that's on them.
Should I continue with it? There's something in me that feels like, I don't feel like it'll last long, but maybe it's there for a reason right now, which is just money, financials.
Yeah,
okay.
It is financial right now. Everything that comes into our life, as you just said, is for a reason. And generally, it's a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the lesson is, for you, is money more important than peace of mind?
Yeah, it's not. It's not. So I already know. Should I tell them? What should I do?
No, don't tell them now. Wait till you find another job and then give your notice.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't feel like they're going to fire me or anything, do they? Because I had training it with two women, and they were awful to me. And, I mean, I told my manager straight up, I just feel like whether it's me or someone else, y'all need to train a little differently because I felt really attacked. And I don't know if they're going to let me go because I open
they
my mouth.
No, just do your job. Look
mm-hmm.
for another job. And, yeah, then leave. And like Len has told you, those women are jealous of you. That's
mm-hmm.
why that's why you are being attacked, is because they are jealous of you. So just do your job the best
mm-hmm.
of your ability. Look for another job. Then when you find another job, give your 2 weeks' notice and get the heck out of Dodge.
Get out of there.
Okay.
Amen.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. Absolutely
okay.
do that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Pujo. Thank you for calling, and let us know what's going on. Call us back and let us know what's happening, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Next call is area code 631. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, then, ladies. It's Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey,
Don.
How are you? I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
And I'd like to find out if you see anything about me moving for a job anytime soon. I'm looking to move south to North Carolina.
Ooh. Why North Carolina?
I like it down there. And my industry is a lot down there.
Yeah, you'll be moving. What's there in New York? I keep getting Manhattan. It's in big, bold caps in front of my eyes. What is it about Manhattan? Is there a job there, an offer? Well,
not that I know of.
Okay. Hmm. You're showing me Manhattan. Okay, I'm getting a good feeling. So the job in North Carolina, yes. If you do that, I'm getting a good feeling that it will work out. So that'll be good, too. But then it keeps drawing me back to New York. I'm looking at North Carolina, and they're saying good. I'm seeing nothing but positive around you. But then they're bringing me right, they're zipping me right back to New York. Nina, what are you picking up? It's almost like they don't want you to leave.
It may sound strange, but what popped into my brain was NASCAR. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it's huge down in North Carolina.
Well, that's brain. So, are you going to, could you possibly be going to work for them?
Not that I know of. Actually, I heard something from Anheuser-Busch about possibly working there, which is outside my industry. It's a job I could do, but it's outside my industry. I mean, you know, they're big in NASCAR.
NASCAR. So, yeah, definitely, yeah, something is going to happen. There is some ties. I think that's why Lennis keeps going back to New York. There's some ties that you need to break in New York.
Okay. In other words, when he gets to North Carolina, don't bring no baggage or carry-on. Yep, I can believe that. Yep.
Yeah.
Now I see him, Nina. He's working for Anheuser-Busch. I see him actually working in their offices doing computer work or something at Anheuser-Busch. I think he's being led to go there. That's why you picked up NASCAR.
Yeah,
and I know that. Go ahead, ma'am.
That could be it. Yeah, you need to just let go of whatever you need to go and things will be fine.
Yeah. So go for it. But when you get to North Carolina, Don, check out Anheuser-Busch and put an application in because I see you working for them.
Well, actually, I did an assessment for them last week, and I'm just waiting to hear back from them.
Oh, crap. Thank you for the validation. Thank you. All righty then. Well, Don, you're doing good, kiddo. you're on the right path. You're doing what you're supposed to do. So whatever you need to clear up in New York, clear that up and head on to North Carolina, boyfriend.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. You ladies have a great night.
Yo,
you too.
You too. And congratulations to you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, next call. Area code 630. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So I have a question. What do you see in my job right now? What do you see, you know, happening in the future?
Okay. Are you a supervisor or manager on the job you're at right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Why are you laughing, Nina?
Because she's going to be. If you stick it out, and you are going to be a supervisor.
Okay, that's why. Because I saw. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
At this job?
Yes. Yes. I don't see you at another job. That's why I asked you, were you a supervisor or a manager? So evidently, they're going to promote you at this company that you're working at. So if you apply for a supervisor position, you will get it. Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of different than what I thought.
I know, but okay. You don't want to be at that company. You want to move on. But, you know, sometimes, Lisa, we have to crawl before we walk. So put your tenure in there and get your supervisor, because then when you go to another agency or company, what have you, and you've got supervisor on your resume, it looks real good. But if you're to the point that you just can't
tolerate there are no opportunities. It doesn't make sense. There are no opportunities for that kind of thing. It's a very small company.
Okay, well then the other option is that if you go to another company, apply as a supervisor.
Okay.
When you go to the next company, apply as a supervisor. I mean, you can apply as administrative, but apply for the supervisor position. Challenge yourself, because you can do it. You really can. You just need to challenge yourself and believe in yourself that I can do this and I deserve better. And so you do. Okay.
Do you think it might take a while to find? Or?
Lisa, I wouldn't apply for jobs until next month.
Yeah.
Don't start applying until next month after October 9th. You might surprise yourself. I see you calling back telling us the good news. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lisa, for calling, and have a wonderful week. All right, we got one more call. 561, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Miss Nina. This is Lina. How you doing?
We're doing
good. Hi, Lina. How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you about somebody I met. His name is Steve, and he seems like he's, like, crazy about me. And I just wanted to see, is this guy sincere or just needy, or what's going on with him? He seems like he wants to get married.
A little pushy for my taste, but that's me. What is the big rush? Why is he rushing?
I don't know, but
like
I don't.
No tomorrow. I'm not
the type of person to move that fast. I dated my husband 5 years before I married him.
Good for you. Good for you, young lady. Good for you. Yeah, I see this guy as being pushy, but what I'm trying to find out is why is he being so, it has to happen right now. Everything's got to be right now. Like, why?
I don't know. He's been divorced 2 years. I mean, I've been divorced 13 years. I mean, I'm anxious to get married, too, but I'm not going to go jump in the fire.
There's something about him that's not, I'm picking up, something about him that's not right.
What do you mean?
I can't narrow it down.
Taxes.
What?
Taxes.
Sexes?
Taxes. T-A-X.
Taxes.
Yeah. That's what popped into my head. Taxes. Get married get married before the end of the year, you have another deduction.
That's sick.
Sorry, but that's what came into my head. I can't help it.
No way. No way would I marry this year. No way. He can go marry somebody
else. I know
else.
That. I'm just telling you that's...
So is he not sincere with me? Is it just any woman, or is it me, or what am I supposed to think with this guy?
Ask him.
Yep. That's what you need to do is ask him. I was going to say the same thing. Have a communication with him.
Mm-hmm.
And ask him, is he being real and truthful? Go ahead, Nina.
And if you don't like what the answers are, say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But you know better the situation than we do, unless we're right there with you or you're in close contact with us and letting us know. Yeah, I would be sit down and talk to this guy and say, hey, what's your hurry? And see what he comes up with. And like I said, if you aren't happy or satisfied with what answers he's going to give you to your questions, then just say, well, it's been really nice getting to know you, but goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there
you
go, Lena.
Okay, thanks a lot. I have to talk to him.
No. I was just saying that there you go, that it's good that you know now. So communication is most important. You talk to him and listen to his answers and don't just hear what you want to hear. Listen to what he's telling you and then make your decision from there. But have a few, at least three conversations with him. So I'm glad that you're holding back. That's good. Because that lets him know you're not easy.
No, I mean, I want to get married more than anybody, but I can't, you know, make a mistake.
But it's
got to
be
sure
right.
It's got to be the right person. I can't just marry any Tom, Dick, or Harry. I mean, I've had two proposals before, and I've said no to both of them. But now I'm older now. My kids are older. I don't have those commitment, you know, responsibilities, and I really want to find somebody. You think he's going to ask me to move in with him?
I don't know that. That's you and two. You two have to have a conversation first.
Yep, you
okay.
do.
Mhm. We can't predict that because you two have to talk first. Universe gives you a chance first. To do, you know, and then if you're still wanting to know more, then of course call us. But the universe is giving you a chance, so that's why we keep telling communication.
We're
not telling you to kick the guy to the curb. You know, we're not telling you not to date him. Yeah, but just have a communication that you have understanding about this guy, because I do see something. There is a stick up that tells me there's something that ain't something is not being told. All the truth is not out about this guy. So that's why we're saying you have a communication. Conversation. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Lena. Thank you for calling, and we wish you the very best.
Thank
you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, next call is area code 708. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. You're on the air.
This is Tiffany. I just called to listen in because I was late getting into the show. I didn't think I would get through.
Oh,
hi,
Tiffany. How you doing, honeybee?
Huh? I'm going to go with fine. How are you guys doing?
Dying, Dennis. She's dying.
Yes, I am.
How dare I try to
lie to the psychics, right?
Oh,
you know,
who is it that's trying to jump back up off the curb? Who did you just kick to the curb? Because I see this guy jumping back up to the curb now.
Now, Linus, when I tell you every guy that I have ever dated tries to jump back up on the curb, you wouldn't believe me. But my ex, who I had been advised about for the past year, proposed to me.
out of the blue.
Now, which one is this?
That's David. That's the one you told me I would not progress unless I let him go. So I let him go, and months later, he's not okay with that.
What did I tell you?
Yep.
You had to let him go for him to move forward.
So if I let Frank go, is he going to move forward too, or should I leave Frank alone altogether?
You know what, honey? Which one you want. Who is better for you?
Both of them have half the aspects I look for in a full man.
They have half?
Frank has 50% of the things I want in a guy, and David has the other 50%, and I can't smush them together. So do I leave them both alone and look for better, or?
Manus, what do you?
I'm not picking up anything. I'm trying to concentrate on these two guys, but I'm not picking up anything. That's amazing. I don't have that one, honey. I usually see something, but I'm seeing a black chalkboard. They're not showing me for whatever reason. They're not showing me Dave or Frank, so I'm just getting a black board. What are you getting, Miss Nina? I'm sorry, honey. For whatever reason, they're not showing me. Maybe it's meant for Nina to tell you.
No, I'm not. Okay. The slate's blank here too, but that is because I don't think you're supposed to pick either one of them.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah, because that sounds like I'm about to be alone.
Being alone is the worst thing in the world if you're with the wrong person.
That's even worse.
Being
sure
is. Yourself better than being with the wrong person, Tiffany, and you know that. Like, you're good company for yourself, but you got to give yourself that chance. Don't be so concerned about having someone in your life just for the sake of having someone in your life. That's the wrong reason to have a relationship with anybody.
Okay. Is that the only question I get? Go ahead.
Are you in love with David? Or in love
No. with... Frank, yes. David, no.
Okay, then why are you even contemplating?
Because I was with David for a year, and I'm kind of accustomed to him, and I think we would be a better pair.
I just got a yucky stab through my head. Please don't... That's David. Like, don't be, just because you're used to him and used to what he... No, please don't. It's got to be...
Well, I crossed him out. I hope she did.
Yeah. The more I tell him no, the harder he tries. And it's kind of funny to sit back and watch him perform like a little marionette doing everything and his, power to get me back. But he had that opportunity and he lost it. But I think it's my attraction to someone else that's drawing him, because it's a matter of I don't want you, but I specifically don't want anybody else to have you, so let me see what I can do.
Yeah, well, the curb's a good place for him.
Oh, good. You can stay there then. And I know Miss Nina is tired of me asking about Frank, but I don't know. Maybe he's doing voodoo, because I can't pull away from that one at all.
Well, there's a reason why you...
Go ahead, Nina.
There's a reason why you can't, so go with that reason.
Okay.
Okay.
Three of you see me getting a library card in the future. The library today told me, because of the apartment complex you live in, they don't pay city taxes, so you can't get any free books from this library. Have you ever heard anything like that?
You've got to be kidding.
Go ahead.
You've got to be kidding me.
Me too. I've never heard of that.
Me either.
And we live between two complexes that can get books from the library, but this specific complex decided not to pay city taxes, so I can't get a library card. I got all these meditation books and audio CDs stacked up on the counter, and he's like, need proof of address. Okay, you live here. You're not official. Get out.
Oh, my God.
Go to your city council.
What state do you live in?
I live in Illinois.
Wow.
But it's a little small town, and it's a college town, so we have a couple of libraries, but I can't go to my local one because we live one block away from reality, I guess. So you said the city council?
Yeah, go to city council and just tell them, like, I'm not in charge of paying the taxes on this building, but why can't I get a library card? Because I'm renting in a wrong building. Like, there's something wrong there.
Well,
yeah,
that's exactly the city, so I'm entitled to these books and audio CDs and freebies.
Of course you are. Everybody is entitled to that. It's when you break their trust yourself that you're not entitled. Now, you have nothing to do with, you have nothing to do with the taxes being paid or not being paid. So, yeah, I would definitely take a step above them and push a little bit. Go to city council, go to whoever, and get that changed because they have no right to be talking to you like that.
No,
right.
That's not your problem. Amen.
Okay. So in a month, I will update you all to let you know that I got my Frank and I got my library books.
All right.
Okay.
It won't
just
take a month.
Just come on in. You know, we're always glad to hear from you, honeybee. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are at the end of the show. Thank you. I'm glad you got in. Hallelujah.
Me too. That sort of kind of made my week. Everything else was going to go perfectly for all of us. And everybody in the chat room, hi.
That's right. Okay, well, let me give announcements again. You want to hang on?
Sure. Listen?
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry, I got in the wrong one. There we go. Okay, I just want to reiterate for September before we go off the air September we have the new moon on the 12th, which was Saturday. Today is a solar eclipse on the 13th. The full moon is solar eclipse. The full moon is September 27th, but it's also the solar eclipse. So be aware of that. Mercury retrograde begins September 17th to October 9th. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
The lunar eclipse on the 27th, not solar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, solar's the 13th and the lunar's the 27th. That's right. Correction. And was there anything? Oh, and happy birthday to the Virgos and Libra. Don't forget next Sunday, everybody. Call in and wish Miss Nina a happy birthday next Sunday. Are there any other announcements, Miss Nina?
No, I have nothing right now. Just everybody have a great week. It was great to be on the show again after a two-week hiatus. And thank you all for being in the chat room with me. I enjoyed your questions. And I hope you enjoyed my answers. Yeah, thank you, everyone. And thank you, Lennis, for the show. It was an awesome show.
Yeah, it was a good show today. I enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody, as well. I'm just going to piggyback with Nina. Thank you in the chat room, or if you called in, as well as the listening audience. We do appreciate you, and we love you. So, and you know my motto, if no one's told you they love you today, we do. All right. Good night, Miss Nina.
Good night, Lennis. Have a great week, everyone.
Right. And good night, Miss Honeybee.
Night, honey.